to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. Down at Heffron High Performance Centre, on location down there for the captain's run leading into a big clash against the arch rivals, the Sydney Roosters, and there was absolutely no panic down there. The boys got through their captain's run unscathed, plenty of energy, really positive, like a group that's together despite some outside noise in the past few days. They've copped it from pillar to post, and probably rightly so, coming off an 0-2 start. Internally, I can tell you, speaking to a few of the people in and around the club and a couple of the players off the record, they're not panicking. They're actually really looking forward to the challenge this week. They're looking forward to doing the right thing and getting the job done by their captain, 150th, a really popular member, a selfless guy that seems to do a hell of a lot of work out there. And if we can get a few blokes to go with him, it'll go a long way to a victory. I was lucky enough to have a chat to JD today. He was pretty positive. I'll get you straight into that interview. Here's what JD had to say. First of all, mate, how you been, buddy, anyway? Has anyone asked you how you been over there?
Not that they generally care, but I'm fine, mate, chaps. Honestly, the boys have had a great week. You know, it's not the drama that everyone likes to build it into. We've actually, you know, some things in our performances we want to get better at, but there's some things that we're liking what we see. We haven't given up in any game. We've been the team coming home strong in the end. We just got to tidy up a few little areas. This week it's more about getting some flow with the footy as well that we lacked last week. I felt defensively we deserved more than we got in the game.
Have you had a chance to go surfing after we've seen some footage of you over there walking down with a surfboard in San Diego, mate?
Sonny keeps trying to get me down the beach, but I might have to wait till I have my knee replacement and I'll have a crack.
How was the US, mate? How'd you enjoy the experience, not only yourself but your whole team?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was a great experience for the game. You know, if you'd asked me if I'd be happy to take the team again, I'd probably say no after, you know, how hard it has been to come back and then get on a flight, go to Brisbane and play, you know. And I'm sure all the teams that went there would be saying the same thing. It's not easy to do and then get into the season. But, you know, we've had a long turnaround for this game, so we're well prepped.
And Dean, you're looking forward to Dean getting out there and executing his plays?
Yeah, 100%. Chaps, and that's, for me, the biggest story. It's not about who's missing, it's about who's earned the right to wear the number 7. And Dino, at the back end of last year, was outstanding. And a footballer who's been through pre-season, he deserves it. And that's what I'm excited to see tomorrow night.
And you can tell Lockie and the whole group's happy about it. Look, Lockie was probably the unlucky one that missed out, but that's not the end. Last time we'll see Lockie Elias, mate.
Oh, not at all. You know, there's a long-term future for both of those two in the club. And in terms of 6 and 7, I've always thought that, and I still think that. You know, and Lockie will step sideways, but he'll come forward again because he's a great kid. He knows he's got my support, and we'll work on the things he needs to work on, and he'll come back.
And Latrell looks fit this year, mate. He's been probably one of our better players the first 2 weeks, to be honest.
He's fitter than I've seen him, to be honest. He's in the best shape physically, mentally he's been in my whole time coaching him, and that's a credit to him in the journey he's had, and we're only going to see those performances get better as the season goes on.
A couple of milestones. Cam Murray in particular is 150th. Jackie Whiten's debut. Tane's 50th. So, look, if it wasn't enough to play for playing the Roosters, but there's a little bit more there as well.
Yeah, it is, and I think that definitely makes it more special, but it also helps us keep a focus on ourselves. You know, we're really proud of how the group and the staff and everyone's handled this week. It's business as usual. You know, we're all privileged to represent this great club. We want to get out there on Friday night and show that. And for a captain to be playing 150 is undoubtedly you want to turn up for him, because that's the kind of guy he is. And Jack's just been a bundle of energy since he got here, and I'm really looking forward to him playing. But also Tane Milne, you know, a lot of talk about that, but he plays his 50th NRL game for South Sydney. And
how tough was he the other night?
Oh, he is, and he's the epitomiser of what it means to be a team player. You know, he's from where he's been, it's a real special 50 for him too.
Had one of his best pre-seasons of his career too.
He has, again, fitter than I've seen him. You know, he came here off the back of a knee reconstruction and probably took him a couple of years, but this year's been his best, and you know, quite a few of them are in good shape. So we just got to keep, we've got to get the monkey off our back and build our season.
And Hosty back in, mate. We're probably losing Jai Arrow. He's probably left us a little short in the back row. A little light, but Hostie's certainly got experience here, mate.
Yeah, he has. You know, Hostie's played in GFs, he's played in prelim finals, he's played in all the big games the club's been in the last few years, and he's again had his best pre-season. And, you know, I thought last week we tried to cover it by moving people, and, you know, we just got to trust, and I do trust that Hostie will get the job done, and we got Cheekam there as well, who's done a good job for us in the past.
Mate, good luck on Friday night, and hope you beat the Chooks, buddy.
No worries. Thanks, chaps. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.